Now, there's no question in the Upper Cumberland, it certainly seems like we basically skipped over spring altogether and jumped headfirst into the dog days of summer. Certainly, they came early this year as far as the temperature goes. It's hot, it's sunny, and it's extremely important to ensure you know proper sun safety.
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you with the Putnam County Health Department.
Today on Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, I'm joined with Katie Woodard and Kayla French, both public health educators. And July is Sun Safety Month. Thank you, Katie and Kayla, for joining me today. And the sun, we know it emits UV rays. Katie, can you explain what are UV rays and are there different kinds of UV rays?
Well, I was actually really shocked to come across this information because I always thought there was one type of UV ray, but actually there's three different types. And UV rays are part of sunlight that are invisible rays of form of radiation. And we actually have three different types, UVA, UVB, and UVC. UVA, which is ultraviolet A, is the most abundant source of solar radiation. And it's because it comes from the Earth's surface and penetrates beyond the top of layer of the human skin.
So that's the, which kind, the UVA?
The UVA, UVA. Yes.
So is that the most... I guess that's the most dangerous kind then, I guess.
Yes, because it goes deeply into the skin. Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
So what are some benefits, Kayla, of sun safety?
Well, obviously, you're not going to get sunburned if you practice sun safety.
And, of course, you want to avoid those UVA rays.
Exactly. Definitely. And your risk for skin cancer increases if you're not practicing these safety measures. So if you are, then it obviously goes down. And then people don't think much about their eyes, but the UVA and UVB rays can also damage your vision. So you're going to have sharp eyes and beautiful skin as the benefits of protecting yourself.
I can't remember. It seems like there was an actress not too long ago who ended up in the ER because she'd done a photo shoot and those flashing bulbs had actually burned the eye. And I guess the sun can kind of give you a sunburn on your eyes.
Exactly.
So that's something else that a lot of people don't.
Something you really don't think about. You know, they recommend, of course, wearing sunglasses, but, you know, you're just out 10, 15 minutes, your eyes can get sunburned. That's just nothing that we think about because there's really no other protection other than wearing sunglasses
and
for your eyes.
I bet a lot of times people get those eye sunburns and think that they're experiencing allergy issues because I think it comes with redness and that burning. And
yes,
that is sometimes associated with allergies. So
exactly.
It's probably far more common than people even realize.
Yes.
It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. Today, we're talking about Sun Safety Month, and Katie Woodard, public health educator with the Putnam County Health Department, along with Kayla French, another public health educator. I'm Marcia Lee. Katie, we all know that overexposure to the sun can lead to sunburns,
yes,
and some can be extremely serious, but what are some other risks of not practicing sun safety?
Well, unprotected skin can be damaged, of course, by the UV rays in a little of 15 minutes of being out in the sun. A lot of times you're outside, it's a nice day. Within 15 minutes, you can be burned. But a lot of the times within 12 hours, you're not seeing those results of that burn until way later. So you're like, oh, I'm not burned. I'm doing good. I don't need to reapply sunscreen. When in reality, the damage of that skin is already happening and you see it later on. But a lot of the times we see painful skin damage, which from spending too much time in the sun, years of exposure can lead to premature wrinkling, aging of the skin, age spots, and definitely an increased risk of skin cancer. If you get a severe burn in early childhood, you double your chance of skin cancer as an adult. So that's definitely something we want to take precaution, make sure children are definitely protecting their skin because that's something you do not want happening later on. And of course, going back to the eyes, chronic exposure to the eyes of sunlight may cause tissue growth that also leads to blindness. It can cause cataracts and perhaps muscular degeneration in the eyes as well.
So the sun is awfully pretty, but it's awfully powerful too.
Yes, it's very scary what can happen if you don't protect yourself.
Yes, and now what about these cool days, you know, especially in the summertime when you have scattered showers and you've got overcast days and, you know, pretty much you're There's a chance of showers. I think it's from March to September.
Yeah, I think
every,
so.
Every day. Yeah. So that leads that even on days when it's, you know, triple digit temperatures or heat indexes, you can still have these cloudy days. And then, of course, sometimes around rain, you have cooler days. Do we need sunscreen then?
Yes, definitely. The UVA rays are still coming through those clouds. So you're definitely able to still get sunburn in your eyes and on your skin. Because, of course, of those UVA rays. And just because they're cool temperatures, that's not where we get the sunburn at. It's just because it's cool, it doesn't matter. For example, when I went to the beach when I was in high school, we were out in the sun. It was a cool day, cloudy. You felt that breeze coming off the ocean. So I was like, well, I'm not getting sunburned. I'm not getting hot or anything like that. Well, the next day, I ended up getting second-degree burns on my chest.
Wow.
Because I didn't realize how much sun I was getting.
The coolness and the yes. cloudiness can be deceptive.
Yes, because you don't think you're not hot, you're not getting sweaty. You're like, well, I'm not getting sunburned. When in reality, that's not the case. Those UVA rays are still coming in, and you're more likely to get burned because people don't think about it.
It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department with Katie Woodard and Kayla French. I'm Marsha Lee, and we're discussing sun safety. Now, we've talked about these UV rays, especially the UVA rays that are certainly harmful to your skin and eyes, and some risks of not being sun safe we've discussed, you know, when you're outdoors. But, Kayla, what about tanning beds and sunless tanner? Are there risks involved there?
Well, tanning beds give off a more powerful level of the UV rays, and you're also, I mean, you're really close to it, so it takes a lot less time to get that sunburn or tan. And a lot of people don't think that a tan is bad, but it's actually a response to an injury from the sun. So that means your skin is damaged, although it's really pretty, you know, but it just means that it's damaged. It's not a good thing to be tan. And a lot of people will say, oh, I'm burnt, I'll just turn into a tan. Well, obviously, burning is a bad thing. But with the sunless tanning lotions, they have lotions, sprays, wipes, foams. There's a chemical in it. We call it DHA because it's a really big word that's hard to say. But this gives your skin the tan look. So they just recommend if you're going to use a sunless tanning product to be careful not to accidentally inhale it or let it get into your eyes, nose, mouth, or ears. So in my opinion, it's not super safe to use. It's a better option than letting the sun burn your skin, but it's also, with the chemicals in it, it's not so good for your lungs and your eyes and ears, or your eyes and nose and mouth either. So
sure. Now, Katie and Kayla, I'll ask this of both of you, and you can both chime in. How can we protect ourselves from the sun?
Well, the number one thing is sunscreen. You want at least SPF 15. We recommend 30 just to be safe, but the base you want to do is definitely SPF 15 and reapply every 2 hours or when you get out of the pool or when you're toweling off out of the pool.
And I know that you guys certainly think that that is important. You were set up at Slide Cookville.
Yes.
And you were spraying folks down. You had 50,
yes.
You had the whole gamut of spray out there to help protect people at the slide. And that was, you know, that was a fantastic thing that you guys did out there. What are some other ways that we can protect ourselves from the sun?
You can get a big rimmed hat, maybe just to help protect your face some more. And also don't forget your sunglasses. As we discussed earlier, the sun can damage your eyes just as bad as it can your skin. And a lot of people, you know, they even go to the extent of wearing long sleeve shirts and pants. Just remember to make them thin and lightweight because it's summer and you don't want to overheat. So you can just double up on that protection with the sunscreen and the long pants.
Oh,
and
my
sleeves.
Goodness. I know my, especially older generations. I know my dad, he used to till the garden wearing a long sleeve shirt. I think, what are you doing? I think it was more for the weeds.
Yeah.
I think he was more concerned about the green beans making him itch than he was about the sun. Well, thank you both so much for sharing some sun safety. Any more tips that you can offer?
Just one thing that we can think about is definitely getting in the shade. If you feel yourself getting warm, getting sweaty, definitely get in the shade under an umbrella, under a tree, something, a shelter, just to give you that protection that you might need a little extra at the end of the day. So definitely seek some shade if you feel getting over warm.
It is Your Health and You, discussing sun safety. Katie Woodard, public health educator, and Kayla French, public health educator with the Putnam County Health Department. Now, if someone would like more information about the topics that we've discussed today, what could they do?
They're more than welcome to call me or Kayla at the Putnam County Health Department at 931-528-2531.
Thank you both so much for joining me today. Katie Woodard, Kayla French, I'm Marsha Lee, helping you be better informed, better prepared, and live a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you, presented by the Putnam County Health Department.